Millions of college and university graduates heading into an uncertain job market got some relief this week. New interest rates for federal student loans are announced every year at this time, and they're continuing to plunge, down as low as 2.8%. NPR's Chris Arnold reports that there are a number of ways to take advantage of these lower rates.
Student loan rates have dropped to their lowest point in the history of the federal student loan program. That's saving graduates around the country thousands of dollars each in interest payments over the life of their loans. But making the payments can still be a challenge. In a cafeteria at Northeastern University in Boston, graduating seniors are painfully aware that they're going to have to start paying back their loans, even if they're fortunate enough to have a job lined up already.
I am going to be a restaurant manager at Charlie's on Newberry Street.
Senior Joe Mancuso owes about $20,000 in student loans. He says his payments before this latest drop in rates were set to be $350 a month, following a six-month grace period after graduation.
It's like, okay, so you're going to get out of school and you're going to start making a little bit of money with your job, and then all of a sudden you're going to start getting, $300 bills every month. I live with my fiance right now, and we budget everything.
Just how much Mancuso will be able to save with these new lower rates is complicated. One of his loans is on a variable rate, the other is fixed, and he's considering some offers to consolidate his loans. With rates falling, graduates like Mancuso are getting bombarded with offers to lower their payments by $35, $50, or $100 a month by consolidating. The basic idea is that one or more student loans can be combined and refinanced and locked into a low interest rate. But students and parents might want to be careful. Seamus Harries is the Dean of Student Financial Services at Northeastern University. He says at least several thousand companies are now authorized to consolidate student loans. They make a profit doing that, and they're making offers that are all over the map.
You're getting these phone calls. You're probably getting junk mail. I think what we're getting from students is it seems like a good idea, but they just don't know. There's a lot of confusion out there. They have three different lenders telling them three different options, and they don't know how to compare them.
Harries says some of those options are much better than others. For example, some lenders will knock a full percentage point off your interest rate if you make all your payments for a certain number of years. Other lenders might offer what looks like a good deal with low payments, but extend the length of the loan by 5 years and cost the graduate more in the long run. Also, some student loans can be forgiven outright if a graduate goes to work, say as a teacher or a nurse. But if you consolidate, you lose that option.
Zero is better than having to make that payment, and you will lose that benefit.
Overall, Harries says the decision for any given student can be so complex that it's well worth contacting your alma mater to get some good, unbiased advice from the financial aid staff. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.